This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1641. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 1st, Bonaire, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Cyprus, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, Germany, India, International Vacuum, Iran, Israel, Korea, North and South, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, Russia, Serbia, Somaliland, South Africa, Sudan, Tajikistan, Thailand, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. It's the end for two major shortwave stations which served the Americas well for many, many years. The last transmission of Radio Netherlands via Bonaire was the morning of October 26th. They only had one little Spanish broadcast left. According to Hugo Lopez in Chile and Horacio Negro in Uruguay, and that has been replaced by a new relay via WHRI, UT Tuesday through Saturday at midnight to midnight 30 on 9895, and it's called El Toque. But the final broadcast from Bonaire appears to have been the Radio Japan relay in Japanese at 22 to midnight UT, October 27th on 15265. For which there is no direct replacement, and the Bonaire station is to be dismantled. Soon there will be no sign of it left on the island. There is a dispute over which transmissions are really coming from Kostinbrod, Bulgaria. The new company called Spaceline is suspected to be the source of a number of transmissions, both before and after the B-12 seasonal changes. Ivo Ivanov says he lives less than 20 kilometers from that site near Sofia, and he can easily tell which frequencies are coming from there because of a very strong local signal, and he has published his schedules. However, in BCDX, a spokesman for Spaceline, Teodora Stefanova, denies most of these transmissions. She says they were only broadcasting KBC radio on 9400 and 9500 with weekly tests, and RTR2 power station back in September on 5900. Nothing else from Sofia, according to her. So the ones she is denying include Radio Miraya on 9940, Denga Kurdistan on 11510, Radio Horio on 17870, Voice of Asena on 15245, and ESAT Radio on a complicated schedule, 15355 through 15395. Those last three are clandestines for Ethiopia. So if not from Bulgaria, where are they from? These transmissions are either missing from HFCC or shown as SMF in Ukraine, which supposedly closed all its shortwave broadcasts at the end of August. Well, Ivo Ivanov says, I am sure all those transmissions are from Kostinbrod, Bulgaria. And he's uncovered even more of them. The Polish Radio External Service, since October 28th, has been coming from Bulgaria. Apparently they've acquired the business formerly carried by Babcock from transmitters in the UK. The schedule via Bulgaria is at 14 to 16 UT on 12095 and 1630 to 1900 on 9755. That's all in Russian, Belarusian, or Polish. The mighty KBC, originated in the Netherlands, had problems getting their test to North America on the air via Bulgaria, but Ivo says they'll be trying again UT Sunday, November 4th at midnight to 0200 on 9500. 70 kilowatts toward North America from Sofia, Bulgaria. And furthermore, Brother Stair has added the Bulgarian site at 19 to 22 UT on 9700. Although Radio Canada International itself stopped broadcasting via the Sackville, New Brunswick site last summer, It stayed on the air to fill out contractual agreements relaying some other stations, namely Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam. And we expected these to end on October 27th, the final date of the A-12 season. But it wasn't that simple. Many of these frequencies stayed on the air, some with programming prolonged beyond the supposed deadline, others with fill music or tones, in some cases even interfering with the replacement sites on the same frequencies. By October 31st, all those had finally stopped, but the CBC Northern Quebec service was still running on 9625, and the end of October was expected to be its final day on the air, and consequently the final day for any transmissions from Sackville. In fact, CBC got approval from the CRTC to cancel the license for the station referred to as CKCX, effective November 1st. So many of us were listening to what was expected to be the final broadcast of the CBC Northern Quebec service on 9625, signing off at 0506 UT, November 1st. And so it did. But guess what? They came back on the following morning. Glenn Swiderski, Kim Andrew Elliott, Mark Cody, and I were still hearing it on 9625, November 1st, past 1300 UT with the usual programming. Then Mark Cody reported to the NASA group on Facebook. Thomas Witherspoon says the manager at Sackville says they are keeping it on the air, hopefully until the replacement FM transmitters are in place, but the plug could be pulled on it at any time. Yes, that's the rationale for closing down shortwave, a few replacement FM transmitters in northern Quebec, but apparently they are not yet all in operation. So far, we have been denied closure with Sackville, but we'll take what we can get on 9625. The new schedule for Croatian radio relays via Germany remain on 7375 to the Americas between 23 and 06 UT. However, they've changed transmitter site from Wertachtel to Nauen in Germany and changed the timing of the overlap of the two transmitters, according to HFCC registrations. One transmitter is to South America from 23 to 04 UT, and another transmitter switches every 2 hours to different parts of North America. It starts at midnight UT to eastern North America, then at 02 to the center, and 04 to 06 to western North America. So between midnight and 04, there are two transmitters on the air at once, and the English segment should now be at 0300 UT. Via George Thurman and Juan Franco Crespo, the correspondence department of Radio Havana, Cuba, set out a new schedule, dated as effective from November 1st, showing the Spanish transmission span 1 hour later than it had been, between 12 and 06 UT, thus implying the one-hour shift as Cuba goes off daylight shifting. However, when I checked the morning of November 1st, they were still signing off the morning transmission at 1500 instead of 1600. So when it goes into effect may really depend on when Cuba finally decides to shift from UT-4 to UT-5. Of note concerning RHC English broadcast, they're finally leaving 6050, where they'd been blocking HCJB for a couple of years, their only remaining frequency, from Ecuador. That's being replaced by 6140 in English between 01 and 07 UT, but we'll see if it's delayed like the other changes I was mentioning. There's a one-hour time shift, as usual, for two of the English broadcasts because of the change in local time. 11760 at 20 UT instead of 19, and 5040 starting at midnight UT for 1 hour instead of at 2300. Little change in the other English frequencies to North America in the evenings. By the way, 6140 will encounter a collision with the BBC for 1 hour, although, of course, not intended for us, between 03 and 04. And here's word of yet another shortwave site about to close down, but not until next April. Cyprus, the BBC relay there, is to close. They'll continue with a limited schedule on medium wave at reduced hours. And furthermore, they're going to eliminate BBC Arabic on shortwave except to Sudan. This appeared in the internal publication Ariel from the BBC via Chris Greenway. Radio Cairo in Egypt has made some seasonal changes. Notably, the English to North America at 02 to 0330 UT has moved from 9315 to 9720, as has been heard by Eric Bryan in Washington, Bruce Fisher in New York, and by myself. Unfortunately, there's been no improvement in the modulation, which is at a barely audible level most of the time, just like it was on 9315. The extremely distorted Arabic service toward North America on 9305 has also moved to 9905 with no improvement whatsoever, and it appears to be sporadic, not always heard. But it may last as late as 0700. As soon as I had mentioned that Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea had been missing for a while from 15190 on last week's program, it came back again, wouldn't you know it. Brian Alexander and I were hearing it at various times around 0600, 1600, and 1900 UT. Also by Ron Howard at 1600. And they're still running Tony Alamo, despite his having been convicted for child sexual abuse and imprisoned for 175 years. On 15520 in the AM mode, I ran across European pirate Border Hunter Radio, Sunday, October 28th at 12:45 until sign-off at 1300. Among the Deutsche Welle English broadcast to Africa, we can hear on the new B12 schedule, until 1957 UT on 15275, and after 2000 on 9655, both via Rwanda, of course, and I think exactly the same transmitter, since both of them have a squeal, which also occurs on some other shortwave transmitters, notably one of them from WEWN. INDIX India, Joe's Jacob reports an intentional frequency change by one of the All India radio stations in Shimla. The 50-kilowatt transmitter, which has been on 4965, moves to 4860, the schedule being from midnight 25 to 0200 UT and variable 1235 until 1730, extended on Saturdays and Sundays until 1741. And he was already hearing some tests on the new frequency. Why should they move? I suppose to get away from another AIR station in Shillong on 4970. Why in the world were they ever assigned only 5 kilohertz apart in the first place? From his California beach, Ron Howard was monitoring what is presumably Shimla on 4860, October 28th and 29th, except there was no audio coming through, just a decent signal with an open carrier. He hopes they can boost the modulation. This was around 1300 UT, and among many other AIR stations he can hear, including Kohima on 4850. October 30th, they stayed on the air much later than usual. Usually go off around 1400 on the rare days they are on the air at all, but on that occasion, he heard them all the way from 1148 until sign-off at 1600 UT. Last week, we mentioned the Burmese service of AIR, 5 kHz off its intentional frequency at 13 UT, 15045, where it encountered interference from another AIR transmission in DRM. But on October 31st, that carrier was back down to 15040. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1641. Our website brings you a lot more information, especially in the archive of DX Listening Digests and the latest issue number 12-44, upon which this edition is based, worldofradio.com. Our address for checks or money orders in the mail is P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702, USA. Many thanks this week for financial support from David Cole, back in Goodwell, Oklahoma. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. With a standard disclaimer, a tip for rational living: don't vote Republican. International Vacuum / Peru. Jay Novello in North Carolina has news about quite an oddity. He's hearing on VHF, Radio Cajamarca Viva in Cajamarca, Bambamarca, Peru, on 268.450 megahertz, narrowband FM. He says he's been hearing it whenever checked since September 25th. It's likely on the air 24 hours. Entertaining listening, not many ads, plenty of IDs, enthusiastically shouted over traditional and modern Peruvian songs and parallel to their web stream. This is an accidental relay, likely on geostationary MILSAT UFO 6 at 105.5 west longitude, and probably leveraging the same technology Brazilian freebanders use on this and similar satellites to chat over long distances in the 240 to 270 megahertz band. Strong and clear signal, only marred by some chirping or data on the same transponder. The Cajamarca Viva signal is centered at about 268.451 megahertz. He uses an ICOM R7000 and an Avant AV2040-1 UHF SATCOM antenna. It requires no precise aiming, just point in the general direction of the satellite. More information on this sort of reception is at UHF-SATCOM.com. Thanks, Jay Novello, for that interesting item. Bruce Fisher in New York and I are hearing the new frequency for Iran's so-called Voice of Justice English broadcast to North America, which remains at 0330 UT, now on 9710. The parallel frequency is very poor by comparison, 11770. I'm also hearing a huge collision between Iran's Arabic service and China's French service around 13 UT on 17650. Even worse, the Iranian transmitter has considerable distortion. I imagine the collision is intolerable in the target areas. In ADX, Christian Reiber and Patrick Robich in Austria report the Galitza Hull service from Israel on a new frequency, 10341 at 1910 UT on October 27th. That replaced 6885, where they had just moved. However, it was also heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania after 21 UT October 27th, 50 hertz below 10341. But on the next day, around the same time, they were back, 30 hertz below 6885, but keep 10341 in mind as another alternate frequency. Arnulf Piontek in Berlin has monitored the new Voice of Korea schedule. Actually, there's little change concerning English, and some of the transmitters have been off the air. It's in the new DX Listening Digest. But note this, he says if you wish to play any of the files on their home page with their own multimedia player, HMS, I advise caution. My German antivirus program, Avira, reported the downloaded file as being infested. Via Kevin O'Donovan and Alakesh Gupta, KBS World Radio finally put up their B-12 schedule, now that they're no longer using Sackville or any other relay in the Western Hemisphere. How are they reaching North America? Well, they're trying to do it directly on their old frequency 15575 for the English hour at 1200 UT, also Korean at 1400, both of which used to be on Sackville 9650. And furthermore, Spanish to North America at 02 to 0230 is listed on 15575. We suspect this is not going to work. especially in our mornings when the path is over the dark side of the earth. Or rather, they do have one relay in the Americas, but it's only for the Spanish hour at 0100, now via French Guiana, on 11635. And they're also transmitting, or attempting to transmit, that direct at the same time on 11810. Except along the border, under too much American influence, Mexico went back to standard time on October 28th, which means that Radio Educación 6185 is staying on the air one UT hour longer until sign-off around 0600. That gives us a better chance to hear their eclectic music, such as Take 5 on the Piccolo, October 29th. But it also depends on whether or not Brazil is missing from its much stronger signal on 6180. Avijit Mondal in West Bengal says, I'm getting Voice of Mongolia again. No Chinese interference with the start of the B-12 season on 12085. Apparently referring to the English half hour at 10:30 UT, also reported by Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo, Michigan, October 23rd, signing on at 10:29. A fair level but severe long path echo hindered intelligibility. Via CamAndrewElliott.com, on his critical distance blog, Jonathan Marks writes, there were a lot of things wrong with Radio Netherlands toward the end, but credibility and editorial independence was never an issue. The Dutch government website reveals that the English language site runs office hours, usually a day behind what the Dutch language site is saying. Does anyone read this? Maybe we should put in a Freedom of Information request to find out the official figures and the cost per reader. The Netherlands used to have influence in foreign media well beyond the size of the country, but that's rapidly disappeared because now we have the Internet. And a couple of days later, on October 27th, Jonathan Marks says, this was the final week for more than 250 employees at Radio Netherlands. They held a final borel, a drinks reception, in the entrance hall of the building on White Cross Lane 55 in Hilversum. A simple gathering without speeches, pomp, and circumstance. Years after years of being open 24 hours a day, the door closes on Holland's external broadcasting service, at least in the form that most of us knew it. Via Jean-Michel Aubier, we have the new Voice of Russia B-12 schedule, including English to North America, as follows. At 22 to 23 UT, 11830 and 7250. At 23 to 02, 7290 and 7250. At 02 to 04, 17690, 17665 and 15630. I found these doing surprisingly well from the Far East. 04 to 06, 15630 and 9830. There's also English designated for Latin America. We can hear it just as well at 22 to 23 on 7250, at 23 to 04 on 7290 and 7250. The new schedule of English broadcasts from International Radio Serbia. And they're all listed as daily on their website to Europe, 1930 to 20 and 22 to 2230 on 6100. To North America, however, it's except Sunday and Monday at 0130 to 0200 on 6190. These are the relays via Bosnia. Radio Hargeisa Somaliland had been signing on 7120 around 0330 UT, but Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania tuned in at 0320 October 26th, and they were already on the air with Quran on the half hour. Listening on that same date, Edward Kusilik in Alberta says they signed on at 0300 UT, and the carrier was on even before that. They opened with an interval signal. So tune in as early as 0300. The earlier the better for propagation into North America. Bill Bingham in South Africa suggests that the impending closure of the BBC's Cyprus relay station and cutbacks in its services will leave an awe-inspiring hole in the Meyerton shortwave schedules. BBC is currently running some 19 hours of English a day and extra time on 7 frequencies. Without doubt, Syntec's largest foreign shortwave client by far. He says it's difficult to see how Meyerton can continue with Channel Africa and Sondergrenze as its main customers. The Radio Dabanga service to Sudan is now putting in a very good signal into North America, since the Vatican relay has moved from 11650 to 7315 between 04 and 06 UT. The Madagascar relay at the same time has also moved from 15400 to 11940. Tordovidianu in Romania says the Voice of Russia relay via Tajikistan is gone from 4975. That's in English, or it had been. The new schedule shows it's replaced by 4780, but not heard there. Victor Gunatilica agrees the replacement frequency is actually 4950. The scheduled time for English is 14 to 19 UT, says Wolfgang Büschel. Via Wolfgang Büschel, here's the new schedule of English from Radio Thailand. At midnight to 01, 13745 to the U.S., but with a beam change from east to west coast halfway through. And at 02 to 2:30, also 13745. To Europe at 5:30 to 6 on 12015. To Asia and the Pacific at 12:30 to 13 on 9720 and 14 to 14:30 on 9950. And to Europe at 19 to 20 on 9585 and 20:30 to 20:45 on 9535. Captain David France tells us that the aeronautical beacon at the WWRB site in Tennessee has been reactivated, LYQ, on 529 kHz, and we've heard it already, Heterodyne in Cuba on 530. He also says the technical problem, which has prevented some World of Radio airings from happening, has been repaired, so you should now hear us without problems, UT Friday at 0330 on 3195 and or 5050. However, starting November 4th, all our broadcasts on U.S. shortwave stations move one UT hour later because North America is back on standard time. So here are the main ones at their new timings. Besides 0430 UT Friday on 3195, check WTWW Thursdays at 2200 on 9479 and UT Sundays at 0500 on 5745. On WBCQ Area 51, UT Saturdays at 0230 on 5110 variable, compatible USB. Among our several times on WRMI 9955, check UT Mondays at 0600. And remember, on WRN via Sirius XM 120, we are broadcasted only one time now, Saturdays at 1830 UT. That one is also relayed by WRMI. The Propagation Outlook from Boulder, issued October 29th. ANKNC speaking at 22 and 5 November 1st, 20 and 4 on November 9th. Solar flux rising from 100 November 4th to 135 November 15th to 20th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1641.